Journal, November 16th. Oh. 17th, 2042, 2:33 a.m. I had the dream again. I saw him, a figure, all in black, up on the tor near the ruined abbey. I watch him through my binocs from a quarter mile away. He turns, looks at me, right at me. And I hear the voice in my ear.
I see you.
It startles me. I drop the binocs. There's no one nearby. Just the figure on the hill. But when I look back, the figure is gone. Or changed. A huge black dog where he stood, staring me down. I think of the ghost stories my grandmother told me. The black hound said to haunt country roads and old churches. It had so many names. The Black Shook, the Bar Guest, the Skriker. Was it real? Maybe all ghost stories are real as far as I know. I was born in a world of science and logic. I watched it all slip through my fingers. Now, science and logic are at a constant and deafening loss. And so am I. But I can't tell her that. Something happened today, after I got back from the station. The world came a little too close.
Darcy, there you are!
Hey, Hope.
I heard you overnight at the station.
I did.
Alone with Felix.
Yeah.
Well?
Well, what?
Can you just tell me that you two finally...
What?
You know, got down to it.
Oh, Darcy, you're back. Thank God, I was so worried about you.
He has, like, a massive crush on you.
You know adults don't talk like that, right?
God, you're such a bint sometimes.
Only sometimes. That's a shame.
Where are you going?
Jep's in with two newbies who showed up this morning. I'm going to go and observe.
Can I sit in?
No.
Whatever. I don't need your permission.
Mare?
Darcy, welcome back. Hey, Hope.
Hey.
Is that them?
In the flesh. Penelope Chambers and Anton de Vere.
So, you left from...
Santadem.
Jep's in there by himself. Where's Bat? Where's Zana?
He has Bash in the tower and Zana on patrol, in case anyone out there tries anything.
Past month or so repairing an old fishing boat to make the cross in.
Pills.
In the drawer.
Hope, here. Take one if you're going to stay in here.
They're not going to mesmerise me through the wall.
If you can hear their voices, they can get to you.
Come on, it's a two-way mirror. They don't even know who's in here.
Oh, just take the bloody pill.
But I hate Dexedrine.
Are you writing everything we say?
Well, we like to keep track of these things.
I don't like him in there alone.
His axe is strapped under the table. He'll be fine. Besides, maybe they are exactly who they seem.
Where was it you came ashore?
Just east of Plymouth, I think.
And then?
Walked the A38 to the Fallen Bridge, then followed the river until we saw the castle.
We didn't know anyone was here. We were just looking for a place to shelter for the night.
Did you see anyone on the road here?
Not a soul.
I feel like we're in customs.
Why do you say that?
Well, the questions. This even looks like an interrogation room.
Oh, don't take it personally, chap. This whole complex used to be an SOE bunker in World War II.
Really? Under a castle? That's fascinating.
And what are those? Grow lights?
Ah, I take it you have some horticultural expertise.
I was a wine grower.
That's good to know. I'll note that down.
Funny place to put them, though.
We'd be growing tomatoes in this room normally. They've cleared the space for us.
If you don't mind my asking...
Yes?
Do you know how much longer this will be?
I'm almost done. Do you need to use the loo?
We're just very tired from the trip.
I'm sure we'll be fine for a bit longer.
Where are you from originally?
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm hearing a bit of North London, Camden.
Hampstead, actually.
Ah, close. I pride myself on accent.
Impressive. I haven't been home in, well, quite some time, actually.
Yes, you said you'd been in France all this time.
It was a graduation trip. I was all set to gad about the countryside and, well, nothing like a comet impact to spoil a holiday.
I was on the Great Western from London when it hit, with my lady friend and her two daughters.
I was in the Rhone Valley on the day. That's where I met Anton.
My family has a vineyard there.
Had a vineyard, I suppose. Well, there's not much left of it now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it was already falling.
They seem perfectly normal to me.
That's what shades do. They seem normal. You can't trust their appearance.
So why doesn't he just throw the lights up and be done with it?
He was MI6. I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
But you don't.
He's getting them on tape, so we can go back and look for the tells if this goes to shit.
Like what?
Hope, take your Dexedrine or get out.
Fine, I'll go.
And don't linger about.
They're just some random couple.
She's in a mood this morning, isn't she?
Oh, I'm just relieved she left. I have a bad feeling about these two.
And what's it like over there?
Pockets of survivors here and there.
No one else?
Apart from the survivors.
Apart from the human survivors.
Rats. Dogs. I'm not quite sure what you mean by...
And you spent the past 7 years...
drifting from camp to camp.
Aimlessly?
Well, there was a village in Normandy that was something close to a home for a time.
What happened there?
It didn't work out.
In what sense?
Some unsavory characters turned up.
Hooligans. You know how it goes.
I do. You have to be careful who you let in.
We're not at all like that.
I'm sure. You seem like nice people.
Thank you.
Just awfully determined to leave France.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, I think it's fair to say that few would chance a channel crossing in this weather in a ramshackle old boat.
Is there a point you're dancing around?
I'm just trying to work out what you were running from. Because it wasn't rats or hooligans, was it?
We don't have the slightest idea what you're talking
about. Anton, stop. Yes, we do. So they're here too, are they? The others.
They are. So I'm sure you understand my caution.
Naturally.
Why take such pains to avoid the subject?
We knew how it would sound. In the event you hadn't encountered such things.
Yeah, you thought it might be different here, did you?
Well, we hoped it would.
You have to help us. Please. We've come so far. It wasn't our intent to mislead
we
you.
We all bend the truth from time to time. I have a confession of my own to make.
Oh? What's that?
I lied about the tomatoes. Gussie, lights! High-intensity ultraviolet. It's not sunlight, but works in a pinch. If you want to see someone's true colors, so to speak.
It'll take more than light bulbs to kill me.
That's where the axe comes in.
Shit. Throw me the crossbow. I'm going in. Here.
Finally decided to show up.
Jet, God, your leg.
He has my axe. He got past me.
I see this one didn't.
My fangs are in. My hands are up.
I've got to go after the other one.
Here, take the crossbow.
What about you?
I've got my sword.
If it's any consolation, I didn't want it to turn out this way. This was never meant to be an attack.
If you utter another word, I will put this bolt flush through your shriveled heart. No, stay in the booth, Gussie, and cut the comm.
If you were going to pull that trigger, you'd have done it by now. You want to know what I'm about?
What makes you think that?
Because you're bleeding like a stuck pig. And part of you recognizes that you've never been in a room with a vampire who hasn't lost their mind at such a sight. You want to know why I'm holding back?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious.
I'm not here to make trouble.
Your friend didn't get that memo.
He's a baby. He learned what we were from comic books and TV shows.
And how old are you?
Old enough to be tired of that shit.
Right then. I'll bite. Why are you holding back?
Because there's something here I need more than your blood.
What's that?
Asylum.
Hope?
A very taste of honey and sex, don't you?
Hope!
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, you! Get away from her!
One step closer, and I rip out her throat.
Don't listen to him, Hope. I've got this.
It's fine, Doss. It's just Anton.
That's right. I'm not so bad, am I?
It's not so bad.
If you hurt my sister, your last moments will be excruciating. I will see to that.
At least I won't die hungry.
Drop the axe and let her go.
Put down that sword, and I'll consider it.
Fuck you.
Come on. Strong girl like you, do you really need a sword to defend yourself from the likes of me?
No.
I didn't think so. So put it down, and I'll let this pretty piece go. There we are. Run along, little one. Your sister and I are going to have a little chat.
No worries.
Oh, thank God. Go back to your bunk, shut the door, and don't come out until the all clear.
Sounds good.
Oh, sweet. I had a sister once.
I don't know what your play is, but this isn't going to end how you think.
No. You haven't even heard what I have to offer you yet.
What could you possibly have that I want?
Come a little closer. I'll tell you.
This is close enough.
Come now. It's hard to have a friendly conversation at this distance.
It's hard to have a friendly conversation with a vampire brandishing an axe.
An axe? This thing? You're not really worried about this antique, are you?
Stop. Stay where you are.
What? We're just talking.
I'm warning you. I can still reach my sword before you get to me.
Yes. But you won't. You're going to stay. Right there. Looking square into these pretty blue eyes.
All right. If that's how you want it to be.
I'm not such a beast, you know. I have a great deal of sympathy for you, in fact.
Do you?
Oh, yes. As you can imagine, we used to be the ones cowering in crumbling castle dungeons. Your plight here is very familiar to me. You've lost everything. The life you knew is over. Now you hide, sneaking out into a world that used to be all yours, stealing what sustenance you can. Scurrying back into the shadows, praying the ones outside don't catch on and follow you into your dark lair to end the pointless nuisance your whole existence seems to have become. I know what that does to someone. And it will only get worse. You will watch the ones you love die, one by one. But it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
Not at all. I can release you from all that. Quickly. Painlessly. You needn't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Your heart is racing.
Must be the pill.
What pill?
The pill I took to block this mind control shit.
No, wait!
Told you I didn't need the sword.
I call this meeting of our governing council to order. Mayor Gussie Blackwood presiding.
Also present, security head Jepson Belgrave and Dr. Clive Ardath. Now then, how's your leg, Jep?
On the mend. The good doctor here has provided me with this handsome whalebone cane.
Found in the castle museum upstairs, who belongs to Sir Francis Drake.
Well, for God's sake, don't break it.
Of course not.
And our guest?
Safely locked away in the detention block on sub-level D for reasons passing my understanding.
Your reservations have been noted, but she did request asylum.
How long are we really going to entertain that?
What is it she's running from?
She won't say.
I don't trust her.
Nor do I. But Dr. Ardath here has a proposition we should hear out.
For what?
For study. There's still much we don't know about them. It's rare to come across such a hospitable, live specimen.
It's not alive, Doctor.
Oh, perhaps, perhaps not. In either case, some testing might yield a windfall for us.
What sort of windfall?
Well, new weapons, new countermeasures, detection methods, who knows? She has much to teach us.
And these tests you're contemplating, would they be painful to the subject?
It's impossible to say without knowing the extent to which she feels pain.
I'm strangely comfortable with that, but I doubt she'll be. What reason is there to think that she will continue to be hospitable?
She wants something from us. Whether she's being honest about what that something is or not, if she wants it bad enough, she will sit still long enough for us to be able to learn what we need to learn.
And then, what do we do with her after we're done?
I leave that to you, Jeb.
Still here. Under lock and key.
God.
Keep it under your hat, though.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
How are you? Do you need to talk to Gussie?
The mayor?
Well, you know, she was a trauma therapist.
No, I'm fine. Honestly, I can't remember it.
Good. That's good.
It's just like, they both seem so human.
I know, but they're not.
Yeah, but how do they turn out like that? What makes some of them look like people?
It just happens like that. Some of them turn into blighters and some turn into shades.
And what about the third kind?
I told you, I've only seen it once.
What did it look like?
It looked like...
I see you.
Whatever it wanted to look like.
What does that mean?
It means I don't want to talk about it. You should get ready for bed. Then I should get back to my own broom closet.
Hey. Nothing. Never mind.
Are you sure you're all right?
Fine. It's just weird.
What is?
Seeing them like that, looking just like us, talking like us, like echoes. Like they're just out there, sleeping in our beds, playing in our parks, going about their lives like we did.
I wouldn't dwell on it. They're not like us.
No, of course.
Good night.
Night.
She's curious, pushing at the things I've hidden from her. Oh, there's so much I can't say. I don't want her to know there are things out there I don't understand and can't protect her from. This place feels safe to her. Boring, even. Tucked away deep in the earth. I'm the only one who sees how fragile it is. How easy it is for the chaos to slip in. But
And that's my job. To be the one who sees it and worries and has the nightmares so others don't have to. They can't know how powerless I feel. They can't know I lay awake, waiting for the alarm to scream for the last time. The frantic knock at the door. The monster I don't know how to kill. I'm out there all the time. I know exactly how broken the world outside is. And the truth unsaid is that I can't fix it. I'm as helpless as anyone. But I can't tell her that.